بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مبارك وهدى للعالمين، فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا، صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. We are sitting in Makkah al-Mukarramah, which is the capital of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nazir rahmat and his glance of rahmat and barakah fell upon this place. It's called Bakka. Bakka means a bubble. From here the bubble came. Where the Ka'batullah is, from there the entire earth was spread out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, or he told the malaika, I'm going to create insan. Inni ja'iluka bi'ardi khalifa. That I'm going to place a khalifa and a fajirun of mine on the earth. And then the malaika, they objected. And they said to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that you're going to create the insan, and he's going to create bloodshed. Whereas, نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. We'll make tasbih, we'll make hamd. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Then I will praise you. Insan you're going to create, and he's going to create mischief on the earth. He will create bloodshed on the earth, and you can see to what extent. So Tafsir al-Jalaleen, Alama Suyuti rahimahullah, Alama Halli rahimahullah, and those that, two of them wrote this Tafsir, they mentioned that how can the Malaika knew that the insan is going to come in this world and create mischief? They create mischief, they break the commands of Allah, they be bloodshed, they want to keep power, he want name, he want fame. So they knew this. How come they knew this? They say because before insan came into the world, the jinnat were living here. The jinnat, they did the same thing. There was mischief. There was mayhem. There was bloodshed. So looking at what jinnat had done, they say insan will do the same thing when he will come. So we just look at our lives and what's happening around us. The malaika, they were right what they said. That insan will come and do all these things on this earth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded and said, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know what you do not know. I know what you do not know. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَىٰ كُلَّهَا. Then Allah Ta'ala speaks about Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So Malaika understood that from the jinnat's time, an insan will come. But some of us Syrian commentators of Quran say the entire earth at that time was submersed, it was underwater. The entire earth was underwater. And from this place, from Ka'batullah, the little bubble came out. And from there the earth spread out. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, I know what you do not know. That this insan, I will make a place for him. I will make a special place for this insan. O malaika, to a certain extent, what you're saying is correct. There will be bloodshed. Mawlana Ibrahim Dawla Sahib, Hafizahullah, and Mawlana Ahmad Lal Sahib, they go into detail. That when insan wants to keep power, when his yaqeen is incorrect, when his yaqeen, his conviction is incorrect, whether on his wealth, whether on his knowledge, whether on beauty, you see, yaqeen gets spoiled because of different things. Sometimes because of the knowledge I have, I got yaqeen upon that. That this will make things happen for me. Wealth, this will make things happen for me. Then beauty, that will make things happen for me in my life. Friends, talent, Allah Ta'ala has given insan, so he has yaqeen and conviction upon this. And Ahmad Lasab says he has so much conviction in this, that he spoils his iman also. He spoils his connection with the creator that gave him this. So Allah Ta'ala knew insan, all this will attract him. His intelligence, his beauty, his talent, his wealth, his name, his fame, all these things will spoil his connection with me. He'll come on the earth and he'll create mischief because of this. Because of my knowledge, maybe I'm alim also. I have so much of knowledge, he'll do it for ghayrullah. For everything besides Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And he wants the name, he wants the fame. And he'll spoil his ta'aluq with Allah. And he'll spoil the creation connection with Allah also. Not only his wife, his children, the people around him that he can influence. He will take them away from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah knew insan, the qibla of the heart will go towards himself. whether his own knowledge, whether his talent, whether her beauty, whether his handsomeness, whether my car, whether my home, and all these things he will use to create mischief. The mischief, what is the greatest mischief? That his iman, his ta'alluq and connection with Allah is broken, and he will break others also. That child from young already, because the parents' iman yaqeen is not made, the little child's iman also is spoiled. And for life sometimes. And you know the habits we develop between the ages of 12 or 13 till 18, that becomes our habits for life. The child is left to sleep till 10, 11 o'clock, his life will come out like that. Non-productive. But that child who's woken up in the age of 10, 11, 12, tahajjud, fajr, that becomes his life. I grew up like this. In a home like that. With habits like this. So whether it was beauty, whether it was knowledge, whether it was wealth, so all these things Allah knew will spoil. That is why the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, tunkahu al-mar'atu li-arba'in. The woman is married because of one of four things. Limaliha, her wealth, wa li-jamaliha, beauty, wa li-hasabiha, her name, her background, wa li-deeniha, because of her deen. So all these things attract insan and the heart of insan. So Allah knew insan is made from sand, and his heart goes towards those things that come from sand. Because he's made from there. And iman, where is made? It's made in the skies. It comes from there. Nourishment for iman comes from the sky. Nourishment for the body comes from the earth. And we see, just to nourish this body, what effort the insan has not made. Just for the body only, we've got streets upon streets and squares upon squares and marketplace upon marketplace, just to feed insan's body. This parlor and that place and that salon and this way and that way. Where there is a certain road, so many eating houses just for insan's appetite. Whether it comes for her beauty, how many palaces, how many spas, and how many of this, and how many of that, just to take care of the body only. But the body is going to become sand. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, that insan is made from mitti. Mitti se paida kya gaya. It is made from mitti and sand, is going to go back to sand. They say, usko kimti banao. Make this body valuable before it turns back to sand. It is going to go back to sand. All the beauty and all the talent and all the knowledge and everything is going to go back to sand. Usko qimti banao, make it valuable. And who showed us to make it valuable? The Sahaba radiallahu anhu. What value they put to insan? What the highest level of value? And they got the highest certificate. Where they got it from? Walking the gullies of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Walking the gullies of Makkah al-Mukarramah, they got the highest certificate. Radiallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Allah said, I am happy with my Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and they are happy with me. They are happy with me in the sense, whatever condition Allah Ta'ala put them in, they are absolutely happy. Whether hot, whether cold, the sands of Makkah, the heat of Makkah Sharif. Sometimes no water, famine. Allah gave them zamzam. But they were absolutely happy. So whether it was wealth, whether it was talent, whether it was beauty, whatever Sahaba Ikram had, they had what knowledge and what the Arabic they had. Fasahat, the balagat, the eloquence. So Allah knew all these things will take insan away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malaika already said it. Al Ahmad Lasab says, insan's yaqeen becomes so strong just upon his position that he has to keep governance. Government, that I have to keep my position, he's prepared to take lives. And we see happening right now in Sham. Lives of thousands and thousands. We've got to keep our governance and power. Yaqeen is stuck in that. Usme kamyabi hai. That success is in keeping power. Keeping my business. That will take lives. Not killing, I'll take away the lives of my family and children also, in the sense, no time for them. I've got to make it big. I'll give my time, I'll give my time. And the qabr is calling, the qabr is calling. Where are you running away? Our Hazrat says that The body is going towards the qabr, suwe marqad. Say badan suwe marqad. The body is going towards the qabristan. But the head is looking back at dunya, telling the body, don't go so fast. Abhi waqt hai. A lot of things to do still, whole lot. Don't go too fast. A lot of things to catch up, still tie up things, month end, it's going to happen, this I've got to do, that I've got to do. So much of work left, don't go so fast. Body says, I'm already programmed. Already programmed. There's no way to drop the speed right now. It's only one speed. Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah, Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah. But the head is saying, don't go so fast. Woman folk are saying, we still got some kilograms to lose. Can't go to the qabr still. Still have to do this, have to get this one married, and sort that one day out, and this function, and that occasion. I'm not ready to leave yet. What about the function and occasion in the qabr? They will be welcome when I reach over there. Then they must have the rose petals and the confetti, and it will be laid out. So Allah Pak knew insan, his heart, his body clings to the earth. And he's feeding it well, taking care of it, the vitamins. But everybody on speed died. What about the ruh and the soul? The ghira and the food for that has come from the skies. Makkah Mukarramah was buzzing that time. Ukaz, Majanna, all these marketplaces were vibrant. And we had the businessmen go to Sham, the Ilafi Quraysh, Ilafi Mrihlat al-Shita'i wa-Saif. Let's look at the Quraysh, how they travel during summer and winter to Sham to bring import goods. And from there they imported shirk also. When they used to go to Sham, that time the shirk was taking place there already. He brought the first idol from there. And he told them stories how they worship the idol, brought it to Baytullah. And called all the Ahl Makkah and gave them that da'wah towards kufr and shirk. Then it started. So Allah knew insan, his body is not clinging to the earth. What is there to break this ta'alluq with all this material? Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nas. For us to understand where we're sitting right now, at the first place Allah Ta'ala had destined to be his home on the surface of the earth, the Bakkah, was in Makkah Mukarramah, also called Bakkah, where the first bubble came out. So it happened in Bakkah. Mubarakan. Allah says, full of barakat. Barakat of the earth, barakat of the skies, barakat of the asman. Allah has kept everything in Bakkah, at Baytullah. Full of barakat. Barakat of iman, amal, taqwa, family, health, wealth, time. But come as I want you to come. Not just with the haram, outwardly, haram of the heart also. When you sing labbaik, it's not only haram, you're putting the two towels on. And then certain things are haram for us to do. Is a haram of the heart also. Take out ghayrullah. Take it out now. Your wealth can't do anything. Your talent can't do anything. Come here as a faqir. Ya ayyuhal nas antumul faqara. With Allah, Zakim Sahib will say, rahimahullah. That all people, Allah Pak is saying, ya ayyuhal nas, all people, antumul faqara. All of y'all are registered beggars, and you can't be registered on the Nusuk app for Hajj, waiting for my name to come out. Allah said, your name already came out, faqir ban gaya. Lifetime subscription you have. Registered faqir, you are in the court of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Antumul faqara ila Allah. Wallahu ghani, Allah is ghani, independent. Allah doesn't need you. Allah said, I don't need you. You need me. I'm bringing you here, come as a faqir, a person with some hajat and need. Come here with a need, with a cry in the heart. It was a cry of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Siddiq Akbar, and all Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Come with a cry. Abu Musa Ash'ari came with a cry, radiallahu anhu. That's how you have to read Fazal Amal at home. So children can hear these stories. When they come to Baytullah, they remember Abu Musa Ash'ari, radiallahu anhu, when he came and accepted Iman at Baytullah. The Nabi of Allah told him, don't proclaim your kalima yet. It's detrimental to you. But the kalima was pumping in the heart. Couldn't hold it back. He went to Baytullah and he shouted out, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasul, and they fell upon him. And they beat him up, and they beat him up. Till the kuffar came and said, do you know who you're beating up? This is Musa Ash'ari, Abu Musa Ash'ari. Our trade route goes past his clan. They will waylay us. just leave him. Second day, he still came again, proclaimed the kalima. They fell upon him again. That need in the heart couldn't be contained anymore. Allah Pak made dunya a place of attraction. And the place to cut dunya off is Baytullah. Allah says, you want the nourishment of akhirat, nourishment of the heart is here. But don't come with anything besides me in the heart. Put the haram of the heart also. Allah, how you want me to come? How you want me to come? One is I can't itch, I can't scratch, I can't use shampoo, I can't use soap, and I can't put any deodorant, I can't put itar, I can't put anything. Allah says, take everything out. Take all your fashionable clothing out. Take out everything. Come with how I want you to come on the highway of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With his complete attire from head to toe. Now come to Baytullah. Otherwise, ulama say Allah will allow you to come. Allah will allow you to come. Doesn't mean you accepted. This is a very, very important point. Allah will allow us to come over and over again. Whether you accepted or not, sometimes you have to invite the brother for the da'wat. We're hoping he don't come. But you have to invite him. He's inviting us all the time. Whether we're happy to invite him or not, we will just invite him. It's a connection after all. So we're being invited. Whether we accepted or whether Allah is happy we are here, we have to come in a manner Allah is happy to receive us. With open arms. So Allah made Baytullah Mubarakan Mahudan lil Alameen, a place of barakat and hidayat. Place of hidayat and barakat. Person comes here, doesn't get the barakat of Iman. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, Ta'allamna al-Iman, thumma ta'allamna al-Quran. He says, here at Baytullah, we learn Iman first. We learn Iman first, then we learn Quran Sharif. Wahi was coming down, but we learned Iman first. Then we learn Quran Sharif. This is a place to learn Iman. This is a place where we come to learn Iman. What is Iman? Iman is everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We take everything out. We're making tawaf, we're going to Baytullah. Allah, it's only you, the heart is pumping with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Muhammad. It's only Iman. So Allah made this place to cut off from everything of dunya. Not for dunya to come. Now they brought everything of dunya over here. So we come with our shopping list. We come with the shopping list to shop. By the way, Hadith Sharif says, if you go on safar and you return home, take some hadiyah back home. Even though maybe some stones also. Maybe some stones. But we tell them, Masturat, stones, they think you're valuable stones only. They think you're valuable stones. Then to Allah give barakat. So Makkah Mukarramah, as is the epicenter of the earth, is also the epicenter of Iman. This is a place to get it. Allah's rahmat descends upon Baytullah every day. From there he goes to all the masajid. The imam gives the rahmat of Allah first from Baytullah. Then the one behind the imam. Then to the right. Then to the left. The whole life is about salah, submission. Put our head down to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is why when we come here, this is such a place, our Honorable Shaykh Ibn Hamid Sahib says, this is such a place, Baytullah and Medina Munawwara, is full of barakat. It's full of barakat, and Allah sees what is in the heart right now. What heart have we come here with? And upon that jazbah, that fervor, that zeal, Allah Ta'ala put a seal on the heart. Sahaba Ikram, they wanted Iman, Allah put a seal till Qiyamah and beyond that. What I've come for to Baytullah, Allah Ta'ala sees it, and especially they say when you come to Hajar al-Aswad, Yadullahi fil ard, Yameenullahi fil ard, the right hand of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala on the earth. It's symbolic. The right hand of Allah upon the earth, when you come to Hajar al-Aswad and you raise your hands like how you raise in Salah, Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله بسم الله ولله الحمد والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم as if you are shaking the hand of Allah. How will you say? The deal is sealed. Allah says, what's in your heart? I'm putting a seal. What's in your heart? I'm putting a seal. I understand this. I'm afraid to go stand there right now. Ya Allah, I'm taking everything out right now. That's why Sahaba Ikram, This da'wah that was given at Baytullah, Ya ayyuhal nas, Qulu la ilaha illa tuflihu, was given here Baitullah. Oh people, say La ilaha illallah, you will be successful. I have to take everything out. My business I have, my imamut and my teaching and my bayan and everything I have, the whole operation of running at home from A to Z, I'm doing nothing. Success is in La ilaha illallah. The da'wah was given here. When I'm going to Hajr al-Aswad, I've got this in my mind, success is only La ilaha illallah. I'm coming as a faqir, I've got nothing. Ya Allah, if I get you, I've got everything. And if I go back without you, Ya Allah, I've gone back home as a faqir again. I've got nothing. So when I'm going to Hajr al-Aswad, I have to clear my heart of everything. Clear my heart, my shopping list of everything. I've come only to stand before Allah with a clear heart. Tuhi tuho, tuhi tuho, tuhi tu. There is siwa koi hamara nahi, koi sahara nahi. Allah is only you, and only you, and only you. There's no support in life. There's nobody in life for me besides you. Not my husband, not my wife, not my parents, not my wealth, not my degree, not my business, not anything. Allah, I'm a faqir and I love to be your faqir. وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ أَنْتَ خَلَقْتَنِي وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ يَا اللَّهِ You created me and I am your slave. You are my master. That incident I always enjoy in reading it about the slave. The slave every day after Salatul Isha will tell the master that, oh master, allow me to leave for the night. I will return in the morning and for the time you give me off, I will give you one gold coin. And the master will give the slave off. The slave will return in the morning, give the master one gold coin. Happened for some time. Finally, the master thought to himself, where is he getting the gold coin from? Who is he working for the whole night that he's getting a gold coin? But that night, the master followed him. You see where he's going. And the slave was a pious slave. Although, outwardly, he was a slave of his master, but that was actually the fake master. He was the real slave of the real master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after Isha, he would take his musalla under his arm, and he would step out quietly, and he would go to the qabrastan where nobody can see him. One corner in the dark, he opened his musalla. And then started his salah, the entire night talking to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The daytime he's working for the fake master, and the nighttime he's working for the real master. Anta khalaqtani. Ya Allah, anta, Allahumma anta Rabbi. Ya Allah, you are my Rabb. Ya Allah, you are my Rabb. Khalaqtani, you created me. You created these legs to walk for you, to make tawaf for you, to make sa'i for you, to make gasht for you, to go 3 days and 40. Ya Allah, you made these legs for this. You made these legs to walk in your path to find you. Ask myself, these legs are walking which direction most of the time? Towards Allah, away from Allah. Back home, Allah forgive us. The masturat also. Where the legs are going. They got this function and that function and this gym and that trainer. No, see, don't do it. It's all by the way. Iman is to be made. Anta khalaqtani, Allah, you made these legs to walk in your path to look for you. You made these hands, Ya Allah, to serve the creation. To take care. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, Al khalqu iyadullah. The creation is a family of Allah. The creation is a family of Allah, meaning they are in need of Allah. And he says, the strongest way, the most powerful way to get to Allah is to look after the creation of Allah. Allah loves his creation. Allah says, they're my family. They belong to me. I sustain them. And the person who takes care of the creation of Allah and shows him the way to Allah. Shows him the way to Allah, whether physically looks after them, feeding them, taking care of them, seeing to their needs, to their dini needs and their dunya needs, Hakim Sahib Rahim will say, that person becomes the beloved of Allah. Allah loves him. Like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, one time he was passing by one of the localities. It was Kalimullah to speak to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. On his way, he passed by a village. And there was a pauper, poor man, destitute, tired of life. Family also in a terrible condition. He saw Musa alayhi salam going. He said, oh Musa, where are you going? I'm going to speak to Allah. Put a request for me, application for me. Put an application for me. And say to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, whatever has been written for me till my mouth, all the sustenance give me now, let me eat, be happy, and die happy. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And he made his batchit guftagu, spoke to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is returning. Allah reminded him, and Fakir asked you something. Ya Allah, I forgot. I didn't forget. What was his request? Ya Allah, he said, he's tired now. He's tired, whatever. Is this time for him till his mouth? Ya Allah, he said, give it to him now. Let him eat and feed his family, be happy and die happy. Musa alayhi salam left. Put the application. Allah is all listening. Allah is all aware. It was the right time. He put the request to the right person at the right time. That's what Allah says, ask for du'as. Make du'a for me. Make du'a for me. He asked for another. And make du'a same time. Allah give afiyat. Allah give barakat. Don't say inshallah. Make du'a now. One Saturday we met in Cape Town. He has so much yaqeen on du'a that those who strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the du'as are accepted like the Anbiya of Bani Israel. Before he used to go home after the Gush Bayan also. He's still in the path of Allah. Before sitting in the car, he had to make du'a again. Then he would jump in the car. So Musa alayhi salam put the request. He's returning now. Passes by this person's home, this faqir. And he sees already one camel load is there. Container already came. Who plays order, Allah knows best. They came already. Loaded with food and goods. Fed the family. They were happy. They enjoyed the evening. Next day, two camel loads. Third day, three camel loads. Four camel loads. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam passed after some time the locality. And he sees that the first camel by his front door, the last camel by the seashore. All lined up, containers are lined up. How the rosy opened up? When he opens up, the people say he did something now, backdoor business. Nobody is happy. Allah give him more barakat. Allah give him more barakat. So he says, Ya Allah, so much was this time for him. All his life was a pauper, and now all of a sudden, Allah Pak said, no, there wasn't much written for him. The first day I sent food for him, then he fed the family and he fed the neighbors also. The second day I sent two camel loads, he fed the extended neighbors. By the end of the week, he was feeding the locality. And then extended. He allowed the secret behind it. O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, I am Razzaq. I am Razzaq. I am the one that gives sustenance. And the Hadith Sharif says, adopt the qualities of Allah. He adopted my quality of feeding. He said, feeding my makhluk and my creation, how is it possible for me to stop feeding him? I can't stop feeding him. But those that will take care of the needs of people, the physical needs, the spiritual needs. So Allah Ta'ala made Makkah Mukarramah the place of Iman. We come here as slaves. Forget that muhabbat of Allah. Forget hidayah, forget barakat. And take it back home. This is where we connect. Allah Ta'ala made. So that slave, that night, the master thought to himself, where this slave is going? So he followed him. He followed the slave. And he sees him in the corner of the Qabristan performing namaz. So the whole night he sat there looking at him. And what salah he was reading? What salah he is reading? So he didn't want to disturb him. By morning already, the slaves followed his musalla, read his fajr. And then he stood up and he raised his hands. He said, oh my real supreme master. Oh my supreme master, give me one gold coin for my fake master. From the sky, one gold coin fell in his hand. That is where the gold coin was coming from every day. It was dropped from the treasures of Allah. They are all worker in Stanga. Ali Sulaiman Kaliya Rahmatullah Ali, that his business, he had one globe. Ali Sahab, I remember him. Took the first jama'at to Fiji Island. Ali Sahab, pehchante ho? Ke tashkil ho ji? MashaAllah. The 70s, he took jama'at to Fiji Islands, to New Zealand and all these places. MashaAllah. And that time he was giving like 10 days a month. Sometimes 8 months in a year also, 6 months in a year, they were gone. He took out the first jama'at from Fiji to the Nizamuddin. They became ulama, they became amirs of the country after that. And his shop that time, a bicycle shop he had, just one little globe in there, opposite of our house. And there was nothing happening there. Not like how today bicycles are. That time now, who was riding bicycles really? But somebody asked him, Haji Sahab, how are you giving so much time in the path of Allah? But your business is like dead. But these hearts were pumping with Allah's muhabbat and fikr of deen. He said, Main chori karta hun. He said, I'm stealing. I steal and I go in the path of Allah. And they were surprised, like, kaha se chori karte ho? Where are you stealing from? He said, when you all are sleeping in the dead of the night, say, I wake up and I steal from him, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The slave was doing the same thing. So every night he would get his gold coin from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is abdiyat and slavery. We've come as slaves over here. I have nobody. I have to break everything, all the ta'alluqat I have. This is a place to get iman. The Sahaba Ikram, they learned iman from here. Iman came into their hearts. This is where wahi came down. This is where we have to take iman back home. Not the iman of my level. The iman that Allah Ta'ala wants. Iman matlub. But iman that Allah Ta'ala wants. That I am nothing, everything is Allah's. And this has to become the desire of the heart to go and say this to every person. To go and say to every person that your success is in iman. How to keep this iman going? Almost mashallah, they got the halqas of ta'lim. For us, we have halqas of ta'lim in the masjid. We have our gush, all these beautiful amal. How to spend our time correctly here? One is the outer time we spend from the morning till the evening. Here we listen to the adhan. For here to take back the call of azan, the respect of azan is very important. Here we listen to the azan, Fajr mashallah is blasting in the room sometimes. But we're not replying to the azan. To respect the azan, understand the azan, the call of azan. The takbir is being saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. Allah is greater than me and everything I have. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. To reply to the azan. Then to start moving for the azan. We're entering the masjid with our right leg, reading our du'as, learn our du'as. Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. Ya Allah, open for us the doors of your rahmat. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. To make intention of i'tikaf. The women folk now, they go to the masjid also. For them to be conscious, because at home they don't come to the masjid. Yet the need for them to go to the masjid is to see Baytullah, not for salah. For salah for them is in the room. The greatest reward for them is salah in the room. Is that wajib upon the, for men is wajib. When you hear the azan, you start preparing for salah. Women is that wajib. For them, they read the salah in the room. There's no Jum'ah salah for them also. It's for the men. Where we get this from? The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the salatul janaza, out of the salatul janaza, also all the sunnats of salatul janaza, etc. So here we come to learn iman. And to prepare ourselves to go back home. So in tawaf also, the du'as that we make, we get from there, really where our heart is connected. The heart is connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We're making dua for my children, for my family, for this, for that. To make dua for the ummah. Make dua for our qabr. Husnul khatima. Ya Allah, give us death upon iman. So all this effort took place in Makkatul Mukarramah. The effort of iman. So we learn iman from Makkatul Mukarramah. Barakat we take back home. وَهُدًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ مَكَّةُ مُكَرَّمَةٌ is hidayat for mankind. For myself to get hidayat. Because I've come here to get hidayat. People go to certain places, countries in the world to get something from there. They come back with those goods also. And then they put it where? On the fridge. Malaysia, Turkey, here and there, all this thing. We don't have to put the magnet there. Open the fridge, barakat is there. You know, barakat back home. Barakat is food to feed the creation. To feed the makhluk. Barakat of iman, barakat of a'mal. And just as we're reading salah in the masjid, we are very importantly also, that we have to read salah in the masjid al-haram, for the men. This, as I'm mentioning now, whatever we have in our heart, Allah Ta'ala puts a seal on it. If here we don't read our sunnahs, if here we don't reply to the azan, if here we don't make the effort to go early to the masjid, finish Salah in the masjid, then the same thing will take back home. The same thing will take back home also. We have ta'lim in our rooms, we'll take it back home. To speak about Allah, we'll take it back home. So we should be so careful over here. Now Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi was so careful in the Mubarak places. He was so careful because whatever he did, he knew was time 100,000. Makkah Mukarramah 100,000. Madinah Munawwarah 50,000. Your habits, what are you speaking, what are you thinking? So everything Allah Ta'ala put a seal on the heart. Allah want to go back, seal with your love, with your muhabbat. And the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is why you should be very, very careful. We tell the brothers also, it happens now we go for Umrah over here, that after we cut our hair, I can't wear topi. More than 250 narrations in regards to topi only. This is the head covering. So only sunnah, I will check my kurta length. Way above the ankles, not just borderline. I'm not dressing as a fashion. I'm dressing because it's sunnah. My Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how he wore his kurta. What was closest to his sunnah? When it comes to topi, when it comes to the type of perfume and itar I'm using also. We use itar. When Hazrat was in South America, there was an Arab brother. The Arab brother, he put some itar from Marala. And he asked Hazrat, what is the purpose of applying itar? Ma maqsid al-tib. What is the purpose of applying itar? So he told him, maqsid al-tib, as-salawat al-habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I applied the itar, I must think of the fragrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read durood sharif upon him. Not that now this is now remind me of some other place that's from France it came, or from it came from Western country. And this is the in thing right now. That's not sunnah. When Nabi of Allah what he used, I'm using that type. That's the sunnah. We came to Makkah Mukarramah to get that lifestyle. Now they brought other lifestyle in Makkah Mukarramah to take us away from the sunnah lifestyle. What is closest to the sunnah right now? So for the men, our sunnats, how I'm dressing, my kurtalin, my topi, my beard. Remember, for all the sunnats, lives were given. Sahaba Ikram gave their life to revive this so I can make amal upon it. For the masturat and for the women folk. Remember, they say when you come to Haramain Sharifain, everybody is blind. Everybody is blind. Who can see me? Only my Allah and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. I'm doing it only for them. But the masturat, at least over here, to don the hijab and parda. Care about no one. If my Allah says, I love you for this, I've got everything. I'm doing it only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least here, start wearing the hijab and parda. These commands of Allah came in Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara. As Aisha's riwayat, when the revelation came down for hijab and parda. There were three ayat that came down. First ayat was, lower your gaze, don't look at haram, for men also. Protect our eyes. Once we were here in 1997, Allah's fazl and karam, we made our first hajj that time. We were jahil, that time didn't know much, it's still bigger jahil now also. Still learner driver learning. Didn't get licenses yet. Still bumping here and bumping there. Don't know how to do things right. Allah Ta'ala teach us. We're jahil. That's why we've come here. Allah Ta'ala, you teach us. So that time, we came with Hazrat. It was Hajj 1997. 1 week we went to Karachi. It's when Hazrat came, Sab Rahmatullah Ali. Then we came 2 weeks for Hajj. 97. And we stayed near Makkah Hotel. Oh, Makkah Hotel it was. Somebody asked Hazrat that time. Hazrat, now when we go to Haram, everywhere you can see. The Bay Hayai, immodesty. That pain should come in the heart also. Here, like in the Mataf, in the Baytullah, there's more people breaking the command of Allah right now than keeping the command of Allah. That pain should come in the heart. Allah, there's more women that are uncovered. And this is a major sin. This is a major sin, but we don't feel the pain. There's more men without sunnat beard. Allah, the Ummah, Allah, what's happening to the Ummah? How come they haven't understood? The call of Makkah Mukarramah, the cry of the heart of Nabi Ali Salam, to make dua for the Ummah. Not only for my life and my family, what about the Ummah? Most of the men, not sunnat beard, not sunnat hair, the lower garments below the ankles also, these kabair and major sins are taking place around the Baytullah. ila hawada ummadiisuna ka maraayd. That's why mwala Imam al-Hassan sahab rahmatullah alayhi will say, if I come right, everybody will come right. Hadrat says, who has that fikr? Ya Allah, if I come right at least some hidayat will spread. When there were riots in Ahmedabad that time, they told Hazraji rahmatullah alayhi wa Imam al-Hassan sahab, Hazrat, the Muslims are being, they're being killed right now, being slaughtered right now. Took a deep sigh. And he says, all this, Mary was just because of me. Because I haven't come right. If I came right, then you'll come right. You follow me, you'll come right. Who's follow you? He'll come right. The wife will come right. The children will come right. The family will come right. The ummah will come right. Allah's favorable fiesta will come down. Because I'm not right. But to me, I'm all right. I'm okay. Nothing major right now. So that time they ask Hazrat, Hazrat, now when you go to the haram, we see all this immodesty, bihaya. Hazrat, now where do we look? So Ajib replied, Hazrat gave that time. He said, when you leave the room, make intention, Ya Allah, my eyes are only for you. And when I reach the Baytullah, Ya Allah, and see your tajalli and your nur, as much as I will take care of my eyes from ghayrullah, and for the masturat also, for them to protect their eyes from all the shopping malls, not to look, not to look, not to look. Now go to Baytullah. And you see what Allah will show you. When you see the nur of Iman, the jaldi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I look after my eyes. I give Allah my eyes, Allah will give me the eyes of the heart. Give Allah ta'ala your basarat, your eyes, your physical eyes, Allah will give you basirat, the eyes of the heart. Now you see the sweetness of Iman. Hazrat says, when you leave the room, make intention, Ya Allah, I'm not going to look. Qasdiya adame nazar. I make the qasd intention not to look. Not adame qasdiya nazar. Not that you do not make an intention not to look. You make intention not to look. Not you have no intention. Once you make the need, Allah will help you. Then Hazrat says, how you know your genuine is in your free time. When you think about your day, then although you might have looked at a lot of things, but nothing comes to mind. Nothing registered. Nothing. Although it came from the view eyes, but nothing registered. Your intention was clear. And if something came in your eye, make istighfar. Allah, how can the makhluk come into my heart and block the khaliq? How can the makhluk come into my heart and block the khaliq? Allah, I want you. So for us to protect our eyes, to protect our hearts. So for the masturat also, now we start. Ya Allah, what is your command? I put my head down. And despite we breaking the commands of Allah, Allah is still giving so much. Ya Allah, if I obey your command, how much more you will give me? For them to start donning the hijab. Three ayats came down. Lower your gaze. For the men and for the women. Second ayat came down. Yudnina alayhinna min jalabi bihin. O Nabi of Allah, you are in Nabi. Qul ya azwajika banatika. Say to your Mubarak and your blessed wives, tell your daughters of the ummah, tell them, O Nabi of Allah, yudnina alayhinna min jalabi bihin. They should don upon themselves one piece of cloth and cover themselves completely. Then the third ayat came, aqarna fi buyutikunna. I tell them, cling to their homes. That became the real parada of the human. The real parada of a woman is the four walls of her house, a physical parada, solid parada. So when she leaves her home, ulama said two reasons why she can leave home. Bashari taqaza, a shari'i taqaza. Human need or shari'i need. There's no third one. Human need or shari'i need. She has a human need right now, she has to go out because it's farz or wajib, she needs something that she has to get right now. That to ideally with a mahram for her own protection. For her own protection. We can't go into detail what's happening right now in our society. The women are just moving around and what is happening. Oh, shari'ini, she has to go for talib. That to she get a mahram, all the better. There's no third reason. So here, before seeing going into detail, how she should leave the house is like how she's within the confines of her home. Nobody can see her, notice her. When she leaves the house also, nobody notices her. She goes quietly, returns quietly. She goes quietly, returns quietly. Nobody noticed her. This thing was as if now, we don't know behind the parda whether it's a 18-year-old, 8-year-old with a 60-year-old. No attraction whatsoever. The whole detail, you can ask the Masturat when he comes to how to leave the house. Where these commands came from? Baytullah, Medina Munawara. All came over here. So how we spend our time over here, at least here we can start it. Our sunnahs, our nawafil, spend our time correctly, what we speak also, what we think also. We spend our time correctly, you know, Quran, tilawah, zikr, tawaf, Medina Munawara, the sunnahs over here also. When you're having a bath, La Fazl and Karam, even now they have in the different supermarkets where you can buy a chair, fold-up chair, which you put in your bag also. You can use that in the bathroom to sit and have a bath. That is sunnah. Now they've given us all the high pen. They've given us now go to stand and shower, which is not sunnah. Sahaba Ikram used to cringe themselves in this tubat of sharam and haya for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That Allah is with me. Allah is looking at me. Allah is aware of me. That was the height of the sharam and haya. That even within the bathroom also they felt ashamed. They felt shy for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The higher level we take it, iman will become pakka, iman will be made. How we carry on, how we look after ourselves in Harameen Sharifain, when you go back home, this will come back with us also, inshallah. So we have these few days in Makkah Mukarramah, in Madinah Munawwara, to bring the commands of Allah in our life, to bring the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to take this to the four corners of the world, inshallah. This is a place to make tashkil of ourselves. The seed will be put on the heart, and to make our tashkil, inshallah. Pray ta'aleem back home. Our ulama say we have four simple a'mal. Da'wat, we learn to speak about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Making tawaf also, my dear brothers. Now we all don't have that spiritual strength. Sometimes we're making tawaf on the first floor. Yes, remember going on the mataf, if you're going to bang into women, especially the women banging into men. Remember, mataf is a place for the men. Women should not be there. They're going to bang into the men. But if they're going to bang into the men, then they shouldn't come into the mataf. Remember, the street in Hazakim Sahib to tell us. One is emotion, one is intelligence, one is Sharia. He says for the men, we should teach our women folk also. The men Islam is not made, then they also work on emotions, like the women. Thereafter that is intelligence, then is Sharia, unfortunately. For the man who Islam is made, Sharia comes first. What will happen? Women's emotions will come against it. But now we come all the way, now we can't go to the masjid, we can't read namaz there, now we can't make tawaf in the mataf. But that's Sharia. Yeah? Allah will make you His beloved without that also, because you listen to the command of Allah. So Sharia is not based upon emotions. They say first is Allah tell us command right now. Ya Allah, what is your command? Then is intelligence. Then is emotion last. Emotion comes last. Mufti Khan Puri of Dabal, who is the Mufti of Gujarat, he mentioned that during Hajj, when he saw the crowd in the mataf, he said, not permissible, jais, for the woman to go into the mataf, to make tawaf, because they bang into men. It is haram. Not permissible. So what's going to happen to her when she goes back home? I'm accustomed to this. What is brother-in-law? What is your friend you bring home? Shake hand with him. Socialize with him. Now, I did it here at Baytullah. I broke the command of Allah here. So it'll be easy back home, even more easier back home. But if I kept my sharam over here, my modesty, and I go back home, the modesty will be there. So how we perform over here? So first comes the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So how the amal we do over here? So we have da'wat to speak about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Not all of us have the strength to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So we send out to the brothers also what du'as to make. The seven rounds of tawaf. Safa marwa du'as to make. I will send it in the groups. We didn't receive it, then you can message me. I'll send it to the brothers how to formulate our du'as. Then to make it tired and make it tawaf for the family, then because we're very weak. So we advise the brothers, if you're the wife also, make muzakara. Discuss the six sifat. First round, speak about Allah. La ilaha illallah. Allah is my creator. Allah is a raziq. Allah is malik. Allah is khaliq. How Allah made the entire haram sharif. How Allah is operating it. The city never sleeps. Ya Allah, your Qudrat, your power, your Jamal, your Jalal. And whatever ayat we remember, how much we can speak about the Qudrat of Allah. The entire creation of Allah, Allah is feeding their diet, what food they need. Allah is giving air, the oxygen. Allah is taking care of the skies, the earth, the produce. All Before you know it, the first round is finished, already finished. Second round, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is when you come to Haramain Sharifain, we can't forget. And Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. All the stories of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. The journey to Taif. The love of Sahaba Ikram, help of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Salam. The love of the Sahaba Ikram's children and all these incidents. We read at home, now we can make Muzakara in Tawaf also. All these incidents, the end of Mi'raj. How the entire Safar took place from here. Third round, Salah. Salah started here from Mi'raj. Whole Safar, Barak came over here also. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, heart surgery took place over here, the heart was removed. And what was Zamzam put back into his chest, Barak was brought, mounted the Barak from here, went to Medina Munawwara, stopped there also, Turaka Salah performed there. Then Mount Tur, Turaka Salah performed there. Then finally to Palestine. So the whole round, third round, only about Salah. How to get concentration? Nabi of Allah is Sajda here. Those beloved of Allah, the beloved of places, the beloved, those beloved posture in Sajda at Baytullah. Right near the Kaabatullah, Mushrikeen of Makkah put incense upon his neck. And Allah is looking at his beloved. Allah is looking at his beloved. What is going through to carry the amanat of deen, where Allah can make tawaf over here. Couldn't even come up. The Zainabat will come, oh my beloved father, remove the incense from his neck. How long will you carry on like this? This shevel here, tired. Oh my father, how long? Deen will come alive. In every home, built and baked. Ya Allah, use me for that, accept me for that. Accept my progenies for that. If you make this dua, Ya Allah, save our progenies from kufr, from shirk, from bid'at, from nifaq. If you make these duas, right now kufr is coming to the homes. Third round, salah. Fourth round, ilm and dhikr. Everything started here, the dhikr of Allah, the knowledge of deen started from here. Then the next point, ikram, sahaba ikram, how they made ikram. How they made ikram of one another. An entire makhluk, Madina Munawwara. Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Whole chapter in Hayat al-Sahaba may be read this. Come Friday night with Shab Guzari. Let the woman listen at home to the programs. The Hayat al-Sahaba is being read. Now you come here, your heart will cry for Sahaba. Ya Allah. Abdullah bin Amr bin As, when he came for Hajj, Babu in Faqi al-Sahaba fi Sabidillah. When I used to read the chapter in Hayat al-Sahaba, how Sahaba Ikram spending the path of Allah. When he came to Baytullah, Subhanallah, when Jamaat from Iraq came, and he heard Sahaba Ikram are here, like how we hear the elders are here. We get excited, hey, meet the elders. Here's the elders of the elders. Sahaba Ikram are here. He heard the group of Sahaba, say, I want to go and meet them and become a Tabi'i. So he came to Misfala. They came to Misfala, the area, here, this is Ajiyab area, then you can Misfala and Shubayka, etc. So he went to Misfala. He heard that Abdullah bin Amr bin As was there, radiallahu anhu. So when he went there, then he saw all the khadims were there. All khafla he brought and he came. 300 camel loads he brought. 300 camels. So he struck him. He said, Ya Allah, the sahabi came with 300 camels. What an entourage. Where is his tawakkul? I mean, he should have tawakkul upon Allah. So much of food he brought and so many camels he brought. So he thinking to himself, what's this about? So he asked him, where's Abdullah bin Amr bin As? He's in the Haram. So he thought to himself, hey, he must be like a real grand sheikh with all, you know, the khadims and everything around him. And as he's entering, he was leaving. Abdullah bin Amr bin As is leaving. All alone. Got his shoes under his arm. Thin sahabi, bloodshot eyes, watery eyes also. And he's leaving with absolute humility. To Abdullah bin Amr bin As. What a sahabi. He was the one when he got married. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his father, Amr, came to the daughter-in-law, the new daughter-in-law, and he asked her, how's my son? He said, what a poiro you were, what a son, chokro you were. MashaAllah, we got married, he didn't even open the curtains as yet. Meaning, we didn't even sleep together yet. He said, the first night he came, he just took permission, Torah Kat Namaz. I give him permission. New bride. And he went on to Fajr Azan time. Then when he came back, I said, we'll have breakfast. He said, I'm keeping Rosa today. Oh, Rosa today already. He said, till then, he's carrying on like that. Rosa and Tahajjud. And then he said, to call him and told him, oh, Abdullah, your wife has a right upon you, body has a right upon you, there's a hukuk upon you. He already was in the eighth gear now. He put brakes for the Sahabi. Our engine didn't start as yet. So Abdullah bin Amr bin Ash, 300 camels he brought for Hajj. Then the Sahabi asked him, Abdullah, so much you brought with you? What's all this about? How are you spending the path of Allah? He looked down and he said, the 200 camels I hired or I brought, this is transfer for the Hujjaj. Chartered the plane. Now we'll tell me, chartered the plane, 200 camels just to carry the Hajjis. And 100 camels of food said to feed the Hajjis. Nothing for me. This is how they spend in the path of Allah. So all the muzakara we can make, ikram. And then after that, ikhlas, sincerity. Ya Allah, we do everything only for you. And then the last round, da'wat fi sabilillah. Ya Allah, accept me, accept my wife, accept my son, accept that one, Ya Allah, we carry on moving in your path, la wal ahsan. So we have all these rounds of tawaf, we can make muzakara, and now you go back home, you think, Ya Allah, how the time is spent in Harami? Because quality time. There is no time for anything else. And make our own tashkil for life, inshallah, already, inshallah. To bring, take this peyram and this cry of Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Makkah al-Mukarramah to every corner of the world, starting from, usually we go out in the path of Allah, but you don't take it home. To start from our homes, to bring the deen alive in our homes. We're not going out in the path of Allah to speak only about da'wat, to revive da'wat, revive deen of Allah. Deen must come in my home, in my family, in my children. Allah accept from all of us, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا حليم ويا كريم ويا واسع المغفرة أو كريم رحيم الله يا الله مغند بنده ومهلا يا الله we have filthy servants of yours, O Mahillah. You brought us to Baytullah, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Remove the filth of the heart, O Mahillah. Feed out of our hearts, O Mahillah. Take everything out from the heart, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Grant us your dard deen, O Mahillah. Your muhabbat and your love and the fikr of deen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Become ours and make us yours, O Mahillah. Every command of yours, O Mahillah, is supreme. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, O Mahillah, to accept every command of yours, O Mahillah, to put our heads down, to take it upon our hearts, to give our life for every hukam of yours, O Kareem, Rahim Allah, you become the most beloved thing to us in the entire life. Ya Allah, you gave us our spouses, O Mahillah, you gave us our children, O Mahillah, give us our homes, O Mahillah, give us our cars, O Mahillah. The wealth is from you, O Mahillah. Our bodies are from you, may Allah. The eyes is from you. The tongue is from you. The hearts from you. Our wulums are from you. May Allah, you give us everything, may Allah, to become your slave, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. To worship you. To put our heads down to you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. May Allah, we are nothing, O my Allah. You are everything. May Allah, make us your true slaves, O my Allah. That, may Allah, for your command, we give everything for it. And we love to give everything for every command of yours. O my Allah, let us live in your rahmat and your ni'mas and your bounties. Keep us with iman and take us with iman. Our families, our children, our progenies, the entire ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem, Rahim Allah. May Allah, accept our umrah. Make it a means of hidayat. Make it a means of khayf for the ummah, may Allah, around the world. Protect the ummah. Help the ummah. Ya Allah, feed the ummah, shelter the ummah. Ya Allah, forgive us our cowardice, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Forgive us our cowardice, Ya Allah, for our selfishness. Ya Allah, make us selfless for your deen, O Allah. Make us brave for your deen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep the Muslim thabit qadam, O Allah. Keep them firm, keep them resistant, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, remove the hand of the zalim. Ya Allah, give victory to the Muslims. Protect our masajid, O Allah. Protect Haramin Sharifi, Masjid Al-Aqsa. And accept us with the khidmat of deen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. In our homes, in our lives, in our businesses. Save us from the fitnas around us, O may Allah. Ya Allah, make us callers towards your deen. Make us true worshippers, O may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us all the departments of deen in our life. Ya Allah, we thank you for all the beautiful ni'mas and bounties. O may Allah, keep us in your ni'mas and take us in your ni'mas. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub 'alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin. Amin.